KQED. So those seniors we met, they weren't searching for romance. But what if you are looking for an over-the-top way to woo your Valentine? How about hopping in a boat with a singing gondolier? That's what KQED's Chloe Veltman, an incurable romantic, did recently with her boyfriend. Not along the famous canals of Venice, but in murky Lake Merritt in downtown Oakland. She tells us why singing to lovebirds can be a mixed blessing for the guy doing the paddling.
You're looking forward to this romantic joyride on Lake Merritt, Jim?
I am. I've been practicing my singing and my smooching.
My boyfriend Jim and I stroll towards the boathouse on a beautiful Saturday afternoon and meet gondolier Zoltan Di Bartolo.
You're going to want to step with your left foot first on the top stair and just walk down the center.
All right.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yes.
As we push out onto the glassy water, Di Bartolo tells me he really loves his job.
Just couldn't be more happy to be out here on a boat. It's fresh air, it's exercise, and it's singing, which is all my body really wants to do. Quanto è bella, quanto è cara, più la vedo e più mi piace.
This former lounge singer fell in love with opera. He performs with companies around the Bay Area. He also has a special place in his heart for Lake Merritt. Even if paddling around the man-made lagoon in the centre of Oakland isn't quite the same as navigating the world-famous Italian canals.
Do you think this Lake Merritt has the romance and glamour of Venice?
Maybe with enough champagne.
And as if on cue, my boyfriend pops a cork.
Hey.
The singing gondolier lets rip with another of his favourite romantic arias.
Una furtiva lagrima.
And we share a toast.
Cheers, sweetheart.
And a kiss.
That's why I like my job.
You make the people want to kiss each other.
I make the people kiss.
But sometimes Di Bartolo's customers are deaf to the tenor's sensual serenade. Like the couple he ferried around recently, who spent the whole ride glued to their cell phones.
They just had their faces buried. I sang them a few songs, and at one point they looked up and said, hey, nice singing. But pretty much, yeah. I ended up just starting to check my emails, too.
After we dock, I ask Di Bartolo why he thinks gondola rides are so romantic.
It's like you're being rocked like a babe in arms. Someone's singing. And it makes people feel held and safe and perhaps more vulnerable.
His answer catches me off guard. As the sun sinks in a blur of purples and pinks behind the downtown skyline, I think about the fragility of the bond that lovers share. For the California Report, I'm Chloe Veltman in Oakland.
Want to take a virtual ride with a singing gondolier? Check out our video at californiareport.org. We've also got more music coming up on the show. Stay tuned for a story named after an instrument you'd probably never hear in an opera.